I used to go dumb on fucking Snapchat, all right? Like, and this is like 5 years ago. I went back and looked at that shit. I'm just like, wow.
Dumb like what? What does that mean?
I'm like, I put motherfuckers' names and shit, all right? Like, I was actually tagging people.
And dick pics?
No. What,
I don't know.
No, I'm talking about invent rants on fucking social media.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I
forgot we was even. Yeah, yeah, my mind is in the gutter.
You said in dick pics?
Because shit, Snapchat is a perfect place to send news. Like, that shit disappeared and shit. Like,
but then they save it.
Shit, you can. But they'll see if you saved it, though.
But then you just delete it.
I mean, hey, if she make you delete it, I mean, it is what it is. But that's where niggas are sending their news at, for real. And Kick.
Can't forget about Kick.
Man, shout out to Kick, man.
Oh, God.
Well, not shout out to it no more. That's like...
Yeah, that shit, that's obsolete.
Geppetto's over there. Real talk. It's a Geppetto sentry over there.
All right. I'm going to find one and I'm going to knock him off. I'm not going to really do that.
Yes, he is.
We're
going to do it together.
Yeah, we're going
to. Indict us.
We're going to torch that nigga.
I thought you were about to say we're going to torture that nigga.
Nah, we're going to torture that nigga. Nah.
But yeah, let's move on from this goofiness, though. Yeah, we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, we bullshit.
Yeah. Straight up bullshit. Yeah. We ain't even talking about that. Man.
Yeah, oh God. But we can't really talk about this Young Thug indictment. Like, real shit. Franny Willis really went through the fucking... She went through some fucking gates to get to this indictment, right?
So, like, I'm going to just repeat what I said before. Like, what I said, like, 10, 20, maybe even 30 podcasts back.
Goddamn.
It feels like a clout move. Now, I never said Free Thug. That never came out of my mouth. Y'all can't ever clip that.
And I'm
never
the Tory Lanez defender.
Yeah, y'all can clip that. But y'all ain't never heard me say Free Thug. Not that I don't want him free, but I just feel like if you did some shit, you got to face the consequences for it. That's just how I feel. Hey, y'all can crucify me if y'all want to. But I always said, though, despite wanting him to suffer consequences for shit he did, and kind of admitted to a lot of times. It seems like what she was doing, what she's doing is kind of a clout move.
Yeah.
And this is like the most public type of case you can possibly get. This is the biggest case of her career, probably.
Do you feel like she's trying to like drop her nuts on niggas?
I think so. I think using Young Thug is an example that will like everybody see that like, damn, that's fucked up.
Bro, she already got down. Hood Rich Pablo Juan and RX Peso, like the whole fucking Hood Rich gang.
Yeah,
that was in fucking Marietta.
Marietta just don't seem gangster.
Look, I'm gonna just say this. It, like I said before on a previous podcast, nigga, you were dry snitching on yourself
all the time.
You dry snitching, literally telling stories, like giving aliases, like people. Yeah. You're acting like cops can't figure that out.
You talking about Young Thug, right?
Nah, I'm talking about another rapper. Nah. I killed that boy with no evidence.
I never killed anybody, but I had something to do with that body.
He said, fuck the judge, nigga. Take that shit to trial. Yo, they actually used that.
The nigga's actually taking it to trial. Why they used that?
Yes, he said, Your Honor, he said, in fact, F the judge, take it to trial. And that was in what? That was in the fucking Take It to Trial song on the YSL mixtape.
That's funny because that's probably the reason why they getting denied bail so many times. Like,
yes.
It's like five times.
And the sad part is like, bro, white. Okay, not white people, but I'm gonna say people in the justice system do not understand the true culture of music when people are just saying shit just to say shit because it sounds cool on record. But lawyers know how to misconstrue. I'm saying certain things, not everything.
Right? Yeah, because we talking about context of these lyrics right now.
Yeah.
Hell no. This ain't creative expression. This is some straight up, this nigga venting on a track, bro. You know what I mean? Artists I heard say that music is like their diary.
Therapy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was for Young Thug. And he just so happened to have done these things and was, and he couldn't help himself. He wrote that lyric on a paper.
Building.
What the fuck? That was probably me. I guess that was me again. He couldn't help himself. He wrote that shit on paper, or he thought of that shit in his head, and it went on the beat, and we embraced it as a culture, which is stupid because we embrace murder. Like Kanye said, I agree with him on this. We embrace stupid shit like murder and fucking a nigga bitch. Like that sounds cool.
But I don't want to fuck a nigga.
But why is that culture though?
Nah, that in my opinion ain't part of it. Is a part of the culture, definitely, because that is something that is prominent that does get shouted out a lot in music.
But that's the thing. Why are we making that culture? Because it's like murder and fucking nigga bitch.
In my opinion, that's not a part of what I view as the culture.
Hey man,
I know everything is subjective. Yeah, I get that. I'm telling you
the popular opinion right now,
man. Fuck the popular opinion. The popular opinion can eat some balls, but I'm not even about to like do all that.
A lot of people say hip hop culture and black culture is synonymous with each other.
Well, in a way, yeah, because in all honesty, who was the what race actually founded hip hop?
Black people, for sure.
So it's like
it's black music for sure.
Damn it!
But then once we get to a point where we just rapping about murder, violence, drugs, and fucking a nigga bitch, like is it still our culture, or is it just like
that's the true anti-Semitics? Yeah,
it's not. You can't flip that, Kanye. That nigga Kanye tried to flip that too. He ain't slick.
I'ma fuck your bitch. Kill this nigga. I'ma fuck your bitch. Kill this nigga. I'ma fuck your bitch.
He said like four
bitch.
Times too. Yes, like, I'm like, nigga, that no.
That's
what
the
you
real
said.
Anti-Semitic chant.
Going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people.
When I wake up from this beautiful nap like a genius. Like yo. My nigga.
But that's the thing, bro. Like, I don't want to, like, I guess not finish this conversation because
yeah.
a lot of people kind of just look at this like this is the stuff that we talk about. So it's like it's normal. It's cool. But it's not really normal for us to be talking about murder and, like, doing drugs and shit. Doing 60 perks, which is, like, just irrational number of perks.
Because even Charlamagne the God made a great fucking point. He said even Biggie back in the day was telling stories. Granted, they were fiction.
Yeah.
Half of them he didn't do. But granted, there are some that he didn't do because, you know, Biggie was actually a gangster.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah. Now, I'm not... Okay, look at Pac. He was actually... his mother put him in poetry class... In a poetry class.
Yeah.
Or for the performing arts or something like that.
Yeah.
So he developed the character of being a thug. Now, not saying that Tupac wasn't a thug or Tupac really wasn't about that life. I feel like he was, but in the music, he definitely was able to write a script or write a play on how he can actually convey his message, on how he can really capitalize on that character.
Now, one thing is, we can never compare Tupac and Biggie to any of these artists these days. Like,
yeah,
nobody.
No. By all means. Like, I'm just using that as a frame of reference.
But the thing is about their music, the storytelling was there. They not just saying, I haven't killed anybody, but I got something to do with that body. Like, their storytelling and what they were saying, also not to mention, like, Dear Mama from Tupac, that was just way deeper than anything you could think of as far as rap these days. But these niggas these days, or the niggas that's getting caught at least, or getting recode, it's niggas that's Bobby Smurda. He snitched on a whole gang.
Bruh, yeah, he snitched on like 13 niggas, bruh. Like, yo, he name dropped too many niggas in that one song.
And he was saying what they actually did. Like that's
like
the crazy part.
Said she when he shot niggas, when he see you twirl and he drop nigga. Like, come on, bruh. And we got them 9 millis on my block, nigga.
And they did, too. They
yes,
had,
they had
way
they
more
had
than a 9 milli
sticks. All right, pause.
But that's just my point. Like, if there was storytelling, and maybe there were such good metaphors that they just couldn't match these lyrics to their crimes.
Oh shit! Go listen to fucking Biggie. I got a story to tell. That right there, perfect. It was him fucking around with a bitch that was that was married to an NBA player, and then, you know, he came home. This nigga had to up the chrome on his ass.
He's punching dick in her stomach.
Nah, he was about to. He was about to start punching dick all up in her back and her stomach and her soul and shit. But then this nigga wanted to come home.
You know who got good storytelling these days, though? T-Grizzly.
You know what?
T-Grizzly.
I cannot sit here and disagree.
Oh, God. Nah, he got good storytelling for real.
Like, yeah, he really is. But just to wrap up the Young Thug conversation, because in all honesty, there has came out that shit. That Franny Willis actually obtained a lot of evidence illegally. And when it came down to the Hertz rental, yeah, they basically just put the squeeze on them and yeah. made them and falsified an actual document from the judge magistrate. Now, yeah, don't take me verbatim. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, a subpoena. Now, with that being said, in all honesty, I do see that there is a good chance that this case could be thrown out the window. Or if it doesn't get thrown out the window, it definitely loses one of its core foundational parts. Granted, they do have witness statements, and yeah. that can definitely, you know. But at the same time, there is still a chance where he could get some type of break, or at least a less of a sentence. So that's at least what we're praying for. Just only because, as Atlanta, we lost Takeoff. We lost. Yeah, we lost Takeoff, dude. Like, bro, Migos is dead. Mid. Yeah, Lil Baby dropping mid and shit.
Yeah.
Like, DJ Academics roasting his ass. Like, oh, God. So, I'm going to just say this. And
we got 21 Savage.
Yeah, we do got Savage, but no. Nah. But look, and yeah, we got yeah. GID, too.
I mean.
But look, for the most part, I'm just going to say, realistically speaking, Thug has done a lot for his community. All right, he freed a lot of people out of jail. He's done a lot for the community, given back and shit like that. Granted, just like 21 said, if you help the hood, it's a catch 22. If you don't help the hood, it's a catch 20. Well, yeah, if you help the hood, it's fucked up. If you don't help the hood,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
fucked up.
Yeah, if
so
you help
it's a
the
catch
hood,
22 either way it goes.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Real talk.
So
if you don't help the hood, they act like you bougie and you don't know
you
where
forgot
you came
about
from.
Them.
Yeah,
yeah.
All that shit. So yeah, I mean, I get what they're saying. I feel like that's a lot of reason why Young Dolph ended up getting killed in his own city as well. Like,
facts.
Niggas jealous and shit. Like, if you is helping the hood, other niggas outside is jealous and shit. Like, blase, blase. But my thing is, objectively speaking, Young Thug can get off.
Yes.
He can with the fact that this is key evidence in the case.
Yeah, and thankfully it's a state RICO and not a federal RICO. And
yeah,
if you
which
get
a lot of
off,
niggas don't know
you
the difference.
You do not need to do any more, even though I'm pretty sure he's going to crash out and do some dumb shit.
Yeah, right.
I fuck with you, Thug. I really do. I really genuinely do as an artist. Like, and just, I don't know you personally, obviously. But I can say this. Don't get a second chance and then come out and just waste it.
Yeah.
Please don't. Yeah, you too, Gunner. Gunner. And you too, Gunner. Because, like, real shit, you honestly got locked
that's
up.
That's the second time you said it like that.
Shut the fuck up. I, look, this is, like, in all honesty, you got locked up for nonviolent crime.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't even be in there.
Still, deny bond and everything.
Like, four times.
Nah, they really dragging it. They talking about something like they might do some witness tampering. I'm like, bro, Gunner is not finna get out.
Bro, this nigga is trying to get back to fucking Coke and Whippets.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, you think that nigga be on Whippets?
Yeah, bro, I've seen it, bro. This nigga was on live doing that dumb shit. Like, yeah.
Whoa.
Yes, yes. Yo, why you play? Oh, man, I got a story.
I got a story to tell.
We're going to wait for Patreon. Look, just know, long story short, it was one time I swiped right on Tinder, met up with this little short chick. She a Pisces, all right? Like, I know that means shit to you, but to some people
don't,
it does.
It don't.
I know, real nigga. But, just know her ass was like in the car, had a whole, you know, one of those little corner store black bags.
Yeah.
And you know those little CO2 tanks.
Yeah.
Bruh, she had two bags.
Oh shit.
One
oh,
bag
shit.
Had empty fucking CO2
I ain't
tanks.
Never met a nigga that do whippets.
Like, and the other bag had like boxes of fucking CO2 shits. Like, and she had the fucking whippet thing right there. I was just like, what the fuck is wrong
I've
with
never,
you?
Like, what, why,
like,
what's
just
the
hold
point?
Your breath.
Yeah. Like, what's the point? Is that like doing like.
Yes.
Like, what's that shit in like balloons and shit?
Oh, helium. No, it's not like doing helium. No.
Oh.
Like, dude, I kid you not. If you really want to get that fucking high or feel the high that they get, hit a vape. Hold it for a little bit. Once you get lightheaded, that's it.
So it just make you kind of like woozy or something?
Yep.
I mean, I don't even know why I'm asking so many questions. I would never do it.
Yeah, you fucking up the church's money, nigga.
Man, this cord about loose as fuck.
Yeah, it's looser than some loose pussy on a Sunday. Well, really on a Saturday.
Yeah, but
they get tighter on Sunday.
I mean, I hope Young Thug come out though. I really do. I really hope he comes out. But like you said, I mean, though I didn't necessarily agree with the
Losing like a little brother, like why you're behind bars too, and you can't even go to the funeral.
Yeah, that's tough, bro.
That shit.
Yeah, I be forgetting about that.
Yes, bro. Like, oh, somebody who went to high school is actually like cousins with Lil' Key. Well, was cousins. Well, cousin with Lil' Key. And Lil got it. I'm like, wow.
Small I'm not surprised.
Fucking yeah. world. Yeah. I'm like, damn. Bro. That, like, I was a little bit shocked. I'm like, damn. I'm thinking like they would have went to Mundy's Mill or something.
But we kind of in like the Metro Atlanta area. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that met famous people.
Yeah, true. True.
Like,
true,
I
true,
think
true.
My brother's dad said he went to school with T.I. or something. I'm like, oh,
I
shit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So I'm like,
didn't T.I. go to Banneker?
I don't forget.
Yeah, I know Sierra, Waka, Future. I know they went to Riverdale.
That's crazy as fuck, bro.
Yes, bro.
That's really yes. crazy when you think
but
about it.
But look, just to wrap up, just that topic. Yeah. Free Thug, in all honesty, if his lawyer, Brian Steele, if I have it right, he's working like triple time, all right? Because he's getting paid that good bread, all right? He's ready to go in jail and fight for Thug to make sure his butt doesn't get touched. All right? Dude, literally. That's how, yes, he's dedicated. So. Prayers for Thug, prayer for the fam, prayer for all of Thug's family members and people that he cares about that's behind bars. I wouldn't wish jail on my worst enemy. Now, granted, if you do the crime, you got to pay the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, we're just going off popular opinion right now. So, free that boy Thug, nigga. Fuck you, me. Fuck what these niggas talking about. Fuck what you talking about. Clip it. Sure.
You gotta do the crime. You gonna do the time, but we just got a popular opinion right now.
Oh, nah, yeah. That's a clip, that nigga. That's a fucking clip.
Yeah, basically, though. Basically, man.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? Click into our podcast. We fucking Young Thug, bro.
Yes,
we on the same team, bro.
Yes, sir. Stop playing with us. Don't play with him. Him is us. Fuck is you talking about? You know, it's weird. That's you sip. Yeah, that's all you got. All right, cool. So
yeah. I ain't got nothing else on this.
So look, in all honesty, I'ma just say this. All right.
You can't fuck with these hoes.
At all. At fucking all.
I feel
all.
You on that, bro.
But nah, for real, all right? Like, we not fucking with no more Klecko hoes. All right. No more Klecko hoes. No Klecko hoes.
Bro, and you know, a lot of people say that, and then they end up back with the Klecko hoes. You want to know why?
Why?
Because ghetto fine bitches is just it, like,
bro. What that nigga fucking Juicy J said?
You say no to ratchet pussy, Juicy J
basically.
Like, oh my god,
like,
bro.
Basically, like, what shit? Look. I'm gonna just say this. You internet bitches be triggered for no fucking reason, and the shit be okay. I'm not gonna say for no reason. But you bitches be triggered online. That shit is hilarious.
I ain't gonna lie. Niggas be triggered too.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
I seen this
most
video.
With wait, no. I'm sorry. You bitches and you bitch ass niggas be triggered as shit online. There we go.
There's this video of there's this girl and her nigga was like kissing all over her and shit. And the caption was like, "And y'all wonder why I cheated on him." And I think it was a joke. I don't think she was dead ass. Like,
oh, I did see that.
Yeah,
shit.
I don't know if she was actually dead ass about that. If she was, wow. It, like, people would just put anything on internet.
You're trash.
Yeah, like, literally niggas would just put anything on internet.
Yeah.
But I think she was just joking. But the comment section is niggas just straight ripping her apart, nigga. Like, I'm just like, yo. Like, it's supposed to be a joke, I think.
Oh, man. I just thought of a really fucked up joke. I'm going to just leave that there.
But I also just think we don't get females' humor either. So, like, if a woman is joking about something online without you actually seeing her tone
and
her body language, you would think, like, she's really serious. But sometimes it is a joke and niggas overreact.
Let me ask you, has there been a time where you've been on social media and you've been triggered?
I guess in the traditional sense, yeah. Not by no, like, it's not by no relationship shit or nothing, though. Like, it's typically about, like, last time I was triggered online was when niggas trying to slander DJ Academic's name over what he said about Bad Baby. When she, like,
okay, yeah, I can. Speaking of Bad Baby, nigga,
damn, what happened?
Have you seen her?
Was she fucking, like,
bruh, this bitch got fucking work done.
Oh, hell no.
I kid you not. I'm so. so serious.
Hold on. Wow.
Where my cellular device at?
It look good or it's like crazy.
I don't want to feel like a fucking pedo. All right, looking at this bitch because she's still a kid in my eyes.
I get it, but she grown, bro. Let's stop.
She's still a kid.
I hate when niggas add in pedo shit when it don't even have to be all that. Like you could say if it look good or not because she grown.
She is still a fucking kid in my eyes. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
You could be bullshitting, nigga. Like,
it is what it is, my boy.
Hey, you could say if the plastic surgery looks good.
What the fuck? What the fuck is academics Instagram?
Academics.
Oh, okay. I am academic.
No, that's not it.
Oh, okay. All
that's
right,
not
cool,
his main
cool,
one.
Cool. Not academics. All right. Cool. Bruh.
What the fuck, nigga? Bruh, she might as well be a Kardashian, bro.
Bruh, nah, she looks like Iggy.
Yeah, she do. She do.
Straight up. I ain't gonna lie. I don't look bad. The tattoos, though. I fuck with the tattoos. I feel like half of that is a filter.
Yeah, nah, dead ass. That filter is crazy right now.
Yeah, oh, God. But she definitely got her titties done.
Yeah, she like a completely different person, bro.
Yeah, oh, God.
That is so
nigga,
wild.
She touched 50 million because of you fucking simps.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
And that's the reason why I was triggered, though. Is because, like,
like, yeah, yo, I can definitely.
As soon as she turned 18, everybody's like, oh, I'm about to buy her shit. But it's like, DJ.
Bro, y'all some fucking. Oh my god.
Y'all
want to
say this nigga a pedo for like,
bro.
Y'all niggas pedos. Like,
oh, jeez.
I was not thinking in my mind. And I'm way younger than most of you niggas. And I was not thinking in my mind, like, yo, when she turned 18,
I'm going to buy that OnlyFans.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I can't wait for her to get 18.
Like,
nigga.
What the fuck, nigga? That's some pedo shit.
I'm about to go ahead and expose them little nudies. And she only fucking posted lingerie pictures.
Yeah, she really clowning on y'all niggas, like really just stepping in the others.
That's why I ain't even gonna lie to you. Shout out to Bad Baby, all right? Because like you real deal broke these niggas.
Yeah, she
right?
finessed
so,
the fuck out y'all.
Hey, shout out to you.
She ain't got
shout
nothing
in
there, boy. She
you
finessed
didn't
y'all.
Get a red cent out of me, but yeah, you got it out of them niggas. All right?
Yeah, like a lot of the population, goddamn.
Yeah, yeah, and this nigga, but you know, like them niggas too. I
ain't never paid for no OnlyFans ever in my life. But porn is free, so you know what I'm saying, my young kings. Porn is free. You ain't gotta pay for no.
But what about if they have a porn addiction, bruh? You gotta take that into consideration.
Call the hotline. I don't know. Like,
call the hotline, nigga. Like, that's what it's here for.
I'm
nigga.
Pretty sure they got a porn addiction hotline or something. Y'all do that. But I mean, I'm just saying you ain't gotta pay for no OnlyFans because that shit been free for decades.
Nah, man. For real. Nah, for real. Let's if I'm playing. Gonna beat my dick, I'm not beating it through a fucking paywall.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Even with Brazzers, all right, like I can find like clips on XXX from Brazzer porn. Like you got me fucked.
Because you know, once you pay that subscription and you bust that nut, you can like,
what the fuck? I finished.
I just bought this shit, nigga. I don't even care about this shit no more.
Get this filth away from me.
Yo, my post nut clarity is like crazy though. Like I just feel the exact opposite of how I did before sex.
Oh god.
I was like, wow, I'm so disgusted with myself. Like, I can't believe I just.
Bro, yes, like, oh my god.
Just tainted everything.
Bro, first, look, listen. Have you ever? Yeah. I can ask you this. Have you ever fucked a bitch? And you really just like could have jacked off and you would have been completely satisfied.
Yes. Yes, but she was around, so it's like you
like I and guess. Then after you busting it, you're just like,
man. like nigga, I just wasted both of our times. Oh god.
Look, and this is, oh god damn. Look, this is literally before we actually like matured in this world, all right? So we used to dog these hoes, all right? Like, they used to dog us.
I ain't never get dogged. Oh, I was the dogger.
I was the doggy dog.
Yeah, I was the big dog, bro.
Look, I got dogged before.
And that's good. I think every man needs that, though. And
yeah, straight up. It's called character development.
Yeah, exactly. Every man needs to get dogged.
Yes,
like, once
just like
life.
Bullying in school. I believe bullying should be in fucking school because if you can't deal with bullying, you can't deal with the real world.
Yeah, but it's a touchy subject because, you know, everybody in the comments on social media is going to be like, wow, people kill themselves. And it's like, okay, of course, like, that's a very extreme situation. Nobody wants anybody to kill themselves.
But that's really a minute amount compared to the amount of students that actually walk the stage, live, and actually keep it pushing, or at least go get therapy, or if not, don't become fucking school shooters.
Yeah, I think, like, bullying is almost a necessity, and that's, you know, despite the fucked up shit that comes from bullying, I don't think it's necessarily a good thing, but I also believe that it's almost a necessity in creating that character development and making building tougher skin. You kind of need those.
Because, like, real shit, if I didn't get bullied, bro, I would be sensitive as shit. Like, granted, I know I'm sensitive, but I'm only sensitive to, like, my family, to, like, loved ones that I actually give a fuck about.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I don't give a fuck about these niggas or these bitches. So yeah, y'all say what y'all want. I don't give a shit.
You know what? I take what I said back because I can't relate. I never been bullied. Like, I never been bullied. You
were, like, tall as shit.
Yeah, right? I never got, like, a bitch never dogged me out. Like, I didn't have a lot of these fucked up experiences niggas usually have. So I can't relate to.
You got that pretty privilege, nigga.
I guess. I guess the pretty tall privilege.
Is that light skin, like, nigga shit?
All right. If that's what it means, man.
Fuck it.
Hey, pretty privilege is a real thing, bro. Oh, that's Jesus. Why we don't see no celebrities as ugly. Dead ass.
Yeah, like, I
think
know
of
I
one
can make
right
it.
Now. Think Look, of one.
I know I can make it in Hollywood because I got eyes. I know I can make it.
And there's such a significantly low standard of beauty for men, too. But, like, bro, you can't think of one ugly celebrity right now.
Look, realistically, have you noticed on every TV programming, everybody has colored eyes?
I never really realized that. Yeah.
Pay attention to it. Yeah. Majority of everybody in the show has colored eyes. Real shit. That's what keeps the viewers' attention, because when you see, like, different color irises, you're just like, damn. If you're a person that actually like that shit.
Yeah, I never pay attention to eyes, I guess.
Yeah, I pay attention. Yeah, because I got these motherfuckers, so I got to pay attention to, like, other motherfuckers, because it's like, that's like a.
Yeah, the eyes that, like, can't barely see.
Basically.
You talking about these motherfuckers? You talking about the eyes that barely work?
Look, realistically, anybody that has a colored iris is really, like, born deformed.
Yeah,
like, it's really a deformity. So I'm quote unquote born deformed and just
dealing
with it.
Nobody really
at least
looks
I'm
at
not
it.
Like
Yeah, nobody really looks at it like that. Like, yo, yeah, we're not seeing you know what? I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. But there are people that's actually deformed that if you was to say, oh, my color eyes is actually a deformity. So, you know, we can relate.
Damn, boy, they'll get so triggered.
Yeah, we can relate because I'm deformed too. About this? Speaking of shit that you should not say online.
Oh, man.
So.
You said a mouthful, Kanye.
Oh, my God. So, the thing is, we brought a little bit more light to this and why I want to still talk about it. It's because I seen Dave Chappelle talk about it.
Oh, you're talking about on his Saturday Night Live Saturday Night Live monologue?
Yeah. he added a little bit more context and also made it funny.
Bruh, it was just a simple apology. That was it. We not going to sauce it up for y'all people. It was a simple fucking apology. He said, that's how you do it, Kanye. That's how you buy yourself more time. What do you mean?
But granted, a lot of niggas not the type of nigga to put a disclaimer before they do.
Yeah.
So it started. It's like, okay, so Kanye. I'm not gonna talk about Kyrie in this. I think it's kind of. I'm good. But I think it's a kind of redundant thing to keep to talk about Kyrie and Kanye in the same context because it's really not the same thing.
KK.
They have two different situations. I think what Kyrie did was much less offensive and as bad as they trying to make it out to be. They trying to hit him with so many fines and me and Jewish leaders and shit.
Like, yeah, like, at this point, y'all are literally just like
y'all
are doing the most for. And I get it; it's because you can.
Yeah,
that's the. In all honesty, I'm not speaking against Jewish people. I'm not speaking against the Jewish rhetoric. I'm not speaking against the Jewish culture or anything of that sort. But when it comes down to you actually running basically media in general, or at least the music industry in general, it's like, yo, you're reaching. Like, you're reaching. You're overly putting something on somebody. Like, granted, just like what y'all did with Nick Cannon with the whole Viacom shit.
Yeah.
You literally made, he went, he had to go sit down with actual Jewish elders and shit like that and actually learn of the culture. Now that I can completely understand, all right? But just because Kyrie says he agrees with his, with
he didn't
Kanye
even say anything.
Like,
he reposted an anti-Semitic documentary on Twitter.
Oh, man, if y'all don't get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
He just posted, bruh. Look,
now, he maybe, did say, I'm not going to apologize for, like, doing what he did, though. But, I mean, I guess that's not even that bad, being that what he did
just,
wasn't that serious.
All he did was just share a post.
He shared, yeah. Of a,
you motherfuckers is sensitive as shit. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm in the mic for real. You motherfuckers is sensitive as shit.
Yeah,
all right? And if any man, real nigga, actually agrees with me, I appreciate you. But this generation is so fucking sensitive, it makes no fucking sense. Oh, yeah. My God.
And see, and that's exactly why I don't want to use them in the same context. Because what Kyrie did was not that serious. Though, just because, you know, they're your bosses and you should probably just, I feel like you should probably just do what they ask you to do. Just get over it and make the millions again.
Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and shut the fuck up. But it's still not as serious what Kanye did.
Oh, so would you say that Kyrie right now is oppressed?
Yeah.
Damn.
By his bosses.
Damn. Damn, yeah. A black man being oppressed.
His bosses and his sponsors.
Damn, but yet he's not going online getting triggered and saying, I'm so oppressed.
You probably got lawyers in this situation. Yeah, it's so, probably way know, deeper running, than
yeah,
rant.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Really I ain't gonna lie. That little rant was just projection. So, yeah. I ain't even gonna say. Yeah, that, I ain't gonna bullshit.
That
y'all.
Situation way
deeper. Yeah, yeah.
But let's talk about Kanye. So, like, I'm not the type of person to not like a person based off of something they said.
Yeah.
Though I really do have disdain for what Kanye says sometimes.
That's understandable.
I hate how he talks about Jewish families and he generalizes black people, especially just because he knows rappers that talk about the same music. It's not even a rational, like, idea. Granted, he grew up in Chicago.
But you also have to understand he was a part of that culture, too. Like, a part of that rhetoric.
But that's not black people. That's not black culture.
Oh, no, like, no, no. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying he was a part of that.
And I feel that, but that's back in the day struggling. Like, you're going to meet these type of people because that's where you at in life.
Yeah.
My thing is, I'll fuck your bitch, kill that nigga.
But I can't lie. Even if you go back and listen to some of Kanye's old shit, he's even said the same shit. Like, how about I shoot you? Or fuck your bitch? Or talk about all this money? Because I'm fucking rich. That was an, it was a campaign, not campaign speech. But it was him and T.I. on a track. It was basically when Trump was still in office and Kanye wore the red hat. And then it was basically like a discussion song.
I mean, I get it. I'm not disagreeing with you. But the fact of generalizing black people and saying, oh, look at Jewish people. I'm assuming that's who he was talking about. He didn't actually say this.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming Jewish people, you say they have good families and they families stay together and they don't kill each other and et cetera, et cetera. It's like, these generalizations aren't true, and it's only based off of, like, who the niggas you met growing up in Chicago, out of all fucking places.
And the sad part is, Chicago has such a negative connotation, when Chicago's really fucking beautiful. The only time that people are going to really start fucking with you is if it's a young hothead, or if it's somebody that if you really own that, or if you buy that, or if you're in, yeah, if you're in that life,
yeah,
like, for the most part, if you not really bothering nobody, they not really trying to, like, fuck with you for real.
If you in the hood, anything can happen.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't travel to old block. Don't, like,
yeah. Don't sit here and be a dumbass YouTuber and try to.
Today we're gonna do the travel to old block challenge. Like,
shorty, you gonna fuck around and get your cat blow?
Mistaken identity. They're gonna shoot that motherfucker up
on phone him, nigga.
But I don't like a lot of things he says, just because I don't think it's coming from the right place. I think he grew this disdain from niggas that he knew in the industry that talk about this shit, and the kind of some of the fans that embrace this shit. We just talked about this. I don't think that's right either. But I also don't think it's right to even compare being the history and even compare being that you don't even know the average black person.
True. Like, you, especially when you're in, like, what, four times the different tax bracket.
Yeah, you're in the top 1%
that the average American has never even touched.
You don't know average black people to even speak like this, to say that our families don't stay together, which, statistically speaking,
we don't. But at the same time, I genuinely feel like it's goddamn. Hold on. Independence. Remember that word. All right, and the only reason for that, in my opinion, is because independence is literally thrown, or at least put. pushed on the black community and made in the forefront. Like, well, I'm sorry, pushed to the forefront, to, for lack of better words. Because realistically speaking, a black parent, you hear for the most part, once you're 18, you got to get out of my house. Or at least that's what you used to hear.
Yeah. Nowadays, no, when I was a kid, even though I'm still staying with my mom, mom said that. She said, No, she didn't actually. I'm lying. She said, you're either going to be paying bills or going to school.
So. Yeah. So she at least gave you an option.
Yeah. But she's independent, not, I get you though. Independence is almost pushed in our culture. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you got to think about it. Like, realistically, black kids are trying to get jobs at 16. How I know this is because majority of people, or at least there was a good percentage of people in high school that I know personally that was working.
Yeah.
They're like, bruh, we got to get this check, nigga.
Yeah,
like it was because they want to fund their own endeavors because, you know, they're young teenagers wanting to live life, or they had to do it for family, do it for the household. So in all honesty, when it comes down to that, damn, I lost my train, bruh.
I think this whole thing, what he's saying about black people going staying together, black families staying together, it comes from generational trauma.
I can see that. And in all honesty, I don't want to sit here and say that every black family needs fucking therapy and shit like that. But in all honesty, therapy would help, at least in a group setting. But at the same time, I feel personally, if alcohol is brought in the right setting.
You're a terrible influence.
No. The only reason why I'm saying that is because due to Joe Rogan, all right, alcohol is literally a social lubricant.
It can also make things way messier than
now, it. Yeah, in the
it's look, a double-edged sword.
I'm just saying, like,
they get to venting about some old shit, then they get mad.
What's the word for it? Moderation. Yeah, when it's used in moderation, I feel like it could definitely like help a situation.
It depends on the person. Yeah, I guess.
Just being transparent. Me and my ex, when we would have tough situations, we would do a certain type of drug. And that would be the only time that we would be able to, well, the only time that we were able to sit down and have conversations for real, like those tough conversations, were when we were either high or we were fucked up. My sister, same.
But that's like, also not a good thing, though.
It's not.
Just like what Marcus did, and I hate to put him on blast, but I guess I've been drinking. But when he called you drunk as fuck, I'm like, yo, this is not good. Like,
because you're going to only remember half of this conversation.
Yeah, and it's like you didn't mean to do it. It was almost because you was inebriated that you wanted to do it. It's like you got to bring up that. You
a
gotta
drunk have, man tells no tales, though.
It might have been the truth. Who knows? But I'm just saying that's not that what he intended to do. And obviously, he didn't intend to do that. It's like you have to get to the point where you can express yourself sober without using some type of like something to get you inebriated.
But at the same time, that brings a certain state of vulnerability, and not a lot of people are comfortable with that.
I mean, objectively speaking, a lot of people to get through like whatever they're going through with their bitch or some shit like that or some family, drinking might be cool just because people hate being vulnerable, and I get that. But that's why I always say niggas need therapy, because being vulnerable is just a part of life.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. But you just got to deal with that.
You just have to realize and have the spirit of discernment to know when to be vulnerable and when not to be vulnerable. Because it's a double-edged sword within itself, like real shit, just like with anything else in life. That's really all I can say on that.
I mean, especially when it comes from like a nigga, like, bruh. Niggas being vulnerable, you really gotta pick and choose when it's that time. Cause
nah, you fucking right.
You can be looked at like a bitch. Like, real talk.
Realistically like you speaking, bitching, dog. If you have a good relationship with your mom, it's nothing wrong with being a mama's boy, dude.
Yeah, real talk.
It's really nothing wrong with that.
Shit, most of us are.
Yeah, like real shit. In all honesty, women want mama's boys because mama's boys are gonna take care of their woman, because you're gonna take care of your mom.
Hey, that's not what I heard, though.
Hey, well, that's in my opinion. I'm going to take care of my woman.
I heard women say that, a lot of women actually say that they don't like mama's boys because they always look for features like their mom had in them. It's like, your mom cooked good-ass food.
But that's just,
want your bitch to cook good.
I ain't going to lie to you, my boy. Like, straight up, look.
Man, that shit, bro. Cricket as
fuck. Oh, God. look, I ain't even going to lie to you. Like, straight up, my boy. If you can't cook for real, bruh. I'm not about to buy takeout all night. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that for real. So it's just one. Okay. All
right. Let me ask you something, though.
Go ahead.
Do you think it's weird that we kind of look for certain qualities that we saw in our mom?
Hell no.
But we also judge women for looking for qualities that they saw in their dads.
No, I don't. The only reason why I say that is because, realistically speaking, our parents are literally the foundation of what we look for in a significant other. Because if they have a good relationship, or like, let's say you have two parents that are actually in their child's life and they actually have a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
They're going to base their love or their relationships in the future off of that because they have something to go off of.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's like, if you're growing up in a single parent household, you're literally just figuring this shit out.
Yeah, real talk.
Especially if your mom doesn't have niggas like running in and out and shit like that. Yeah. Like, yeah, your mom is trying to
punch a dick all in her stomach.
Pull her hair, smack her ass. Did you bend that dude? No, running. Look, dick down. I dick you down, dick you down, dick you down. Look, I'm gonna just say this. All right. Realistically speaking, if you have a son and you have niggas walking in and out the fucking house and you fucking them multiple times or fucking multiple niggas in front of you, wait, not literally in front of your son, but having multiple niggas in front of your son, that's not a good example. Vice versa for dads with single parents as well. It's not good for your daughter to see a whole bunch of females. It's not. I'm just saying, look, I'm being real with y'all. It sounds a little bit funny, but I'm being real.
Not fucking his son in front of the son, but like, yeah, just like,
bro, look, y'all get it.
This is intense, dog. but you're right.
On a real serious.
But my point is, why do we judge women for looking for those features? Like, maybe their dad used to fucking fix shit around the house, but niggas are today not like a handy at all.
Well, it's only because that's only what they have to base off of. Like, realistically speaking, I can't base my view on women off of my sisters. Sister, my bad. I can't. Shut up. Shut up. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Nigga, you did that.
Don't say that. Shut up.
I ain't even do that, nigga. That was all you.
Well, technically, I do have sisters. So, hey.
Hey. Shut up. Yeah.
Okay. So, look, I'm going to just say, realistically speaking, I can't judge my view on women off of my siblings. But when it comes down to my parent, to my mom or my dad, yeah, it makes a little bit easier because they're older than me. And it's just because they have a lot more experience than me and they've been through it more. Now, granted, I'm not saying that they're the perfect role models.
Yeah, of course not.
Like, because nobody really is the perfect role model. Because in all honesty, like, your dad doing all that shit, giving you money and all that shit, he could have been really just spoiling your ass.
Yeah,
so,
real talk.
Like, just like vice versa. Like, your dad.
Or selling
like,
drugs or yeah, something
on,
like that.
On Jesus. Just like if you're a boy raised in a single parent household with your mom and she's buying your Jordans and shit and giving you money and shit like that. You can't expect a woman to do the exact same thing your mom is doing for you.
Oh, never. Yeah, of course. But it's not always just all those features. Like, of course our mom is going to spoil us, or our dad or whatever.
Oh yeah,
is going to spoil us. We not necessarily that.
Oh, Academics went on live, nigga.
Oh, I never watched his lives, but I mean, I do feel like women do look at like their dad spoiling them and look at the next nigga like, oh, my dad's buy everything
literally
for me, so, like,
and I'm telling
you, but I don't think men do that. Like, our mom might buy Jordans, but we don't look for the next bitch to buy us Jordans. But we do look for the next bitch to cook us good food.
Yes, like, we only look for it in certain aspects. The only reason why we look for it in certain aspects because we know what we signed up for, or we know what we can really just get away with, or
we know what we can get in life.
Like, we're not
so
gonna,
we're not
see,
gonna settle for a bitch that only cook chicken Alfredo.
Yeah, no, or be a Rotel Ranger. Yeah. All right? So, or Alfredo Warrior and shit. Like, look, I'm gonna just tell you right now, if you genuinely cannot throw down in the kitchen, that is a problem. I don't care how much money you make, I don't care what type of business you run. I don't give a fuck if you make $1 million a year, because that doesn't have shit to do with me, and I don't leech off of people. I don't want your money, like, real deal, because I'd rather work for it myself or get it on my own, because I know I don't owe anybody. Or if I do owe anybody, it's definitely going to be the credit bureaus. Fuck the bullshit, right? So I'm going to just tell you right now, realistically, at least I can speak I can speak for me. I can't speak for everybody else. But when a woman says I'm a business owner or I'm on my shit, I appreciate that, but that's not something that I'm really looking for. That's a plus.
It's a plus, yeah. It's yes. a plus.
So if you can, this is the three basic things I need. If you can throw down in the motherfucking kitchen, suck my dick, and don't nag me.
Yeah.
That's really it. And if we have kids, that's something we talk about, and then we move forward from that. Wait. Basically, we cross that bridge when we get there. So, like, once we actually get there, or at least on the way to getting there.
So you don't think there's nothing wrong for a woman to expect you to maybe be a carpenter or something, or somebody that's just handy around the house?
Nah, I don't think it's wrong for her to expect that, but just because, but you ain't getting it.
Yeah, I seen this fucking TikTok that just explained that whole shit. It's like the husband, my wife thought she was getting a fucking, this nigga was mowing the lawn and shit.
Look, I'll mow the lawn. Real shit. I can't wait to start mowing my own lawn.
Oh God!
I know I'm gonna take pride in that because yeah. I love taking my dogs out. So I love being outside and smelling fresh cut grass. That yeah. shit smells amazing as a man.
I always like wanted for that day to come to have like you a big $3,000 fucking lawnmower just sitting there. And just
yeah.
Like,
yeah, nigga, yeah, that's a whip in your yard, nigga.
Yeah, oh my God, nigga.
What you mean? Look, the sad part is, it's like, bro, when you smell like the smell of fresh cut grass, even though I said smell like damn really like three times at this point, it's really like grass like bleeding and crying.
Yeah, the,
like
how the fuck you do that, nigga? We was just starting to get up there.
Why you had to cut me down, bro?
That shit smell good though.
Oh Jesus!
But like those
smells like America.
Those traditional male values though, like there's nothing wrong with expecting those of the man, and also like with those traditional women, female values, there's nothing expecting that, and there's nothing wrong with expecting that in a woman.
Yeah.
So at this point, why are we even calling it modern woman?
Hey man, look. I look at modern feminism like they trying to be fuck boys. Like, bro, they want to kill the kid. They want to fucking free the nipple. I'm down with it, all right? Look, I'm only saying this shit because I watched like the Andrew Schultz special, all right? Because that shit was funny as hell. That shit was funny as fuck. But not for real.
I don't think his specials is funny, bro.
I'm not saying all of them, but that one was funny.
His podcast is funny, though.
Oh yeah, most definitely. That shit's funny. Oh yeah. When he's with Charlamagne the God, that shit is very fucking entertaining. Yeah. All right, very entertaining. Shout out to Brilliant Idiots. All right, yeah. Like in all honesty, I
like when Charlamagne doesn't have to like really. I mean, of course, he still has sponsors and shit, so he can't just say crazy shit.
Yeah, but
I like
he does that on his late night talk show.
Yeah, I like when he can let his guard down and like really just talk like and make jokes that's like maybe a little bit offensive. It's like bordering on the edge, but it's still funny.
I'm manifesting this and I'm putting this in the universe because I can't wait for this shit to come out. I definitely want to do a collaboration episode with Brilliant Idiots.
Like that'd be crazy.
And Poor Minds. Yes. Like
don't know what that is.
Not Poor Minds? Nah, it's the two chicks from Texas. They did a podcast with Ali Sadiq and a couple other people.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Like those two are hilarious. Oh my gosh. And in all honesty, they have some really good conversation. So and look, also the previous people that we've collabed with in the past, we definitely are going to have them back on the podcast and, you know, have like a second run episode and see, you know, how that shit works out.
Yeah. Better words. Yeah. Because we wasn't on video for a lot of them.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So that's we also a thing. Make sure y'all see their face and shit.
Yeah. Because y'all barely even like, y'all heard their voice, but now it's time to see their face.
Oh, God. It's like FaceTime.
Yes. Bruh. I guess whenever we do fucking Patreon, I guess I get.
Oh yeah,
into
we
this.
Can do this shit like Thursday.
Yeah. When we do that, that's when I get into what I was about to say.
Oh, yeah, because it's gonna be straight audio, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, most definitely. Oh yeah, we could definitely get into some shit. But I'm airing out some Clayco bitches on Patreon, so y'all niggas need to tap in. Nah, for real. Even if you white, you wiggas need to tap in. Nah, for real. Do that.
Just to finish that off and then get into the closing statements or whatever. I actually disagree with, like, though I would want my woman to cook because my mom cooks really good. I do agree with that.
Your mom be like,
I don't think it's. I don't. Smelling good as shit. I don't think it's. I guess for the lack of better words, good on the other person when you have to kind of when you put these expectations just based off of what your parents did. Because our parents came from a completely different generation.
Yeah.
Niggas had to be out here fucking fixing the sink and shit and fucking fixing the dryer or some shit.
Nah,
like that.
You definitely right, because it's like back then the tax gap was definitely different.
Yeah.
Like the wages were definitely different. You can buy a fucking cookie for 10 cents.
Yeah, right? It was completely fucking different. Like they came from a different time.
A whole bunch of candy for like a nickel.
Niggas making $4 an hour back then. Like it was a completely different time.
That was good money.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's inflation's a completely different time, bro. We progress in the world. And sadly, it seems like a lot of men, I can't speak for myself because I can fix a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of men haven't.
I can learn how to fix it.
That's respect. Shit, that's what a lot of women want.
I might not know exactly how to fix it immediately, but I can at least find somebody.
I can
somebody.
YouTube some shit.
Oh, yeah, motherfucking YouTube some shit. I'm not going on Google because Google is not going to help me in this situation. YouTube is definitely going to help me.
But sadly, a lot of men haven't got these traditional values, traditional masculine values, quote unquote, that our, you know, parents and grandparents have. And that's just a part of how society is now. Now we way more internet based. A lot of more internet based. So a lot of men aren't out here being fucking carpenters and fucking fixing floors and walls and shit.
Dude, there's a lot of, first of all, it's one dude I know and I fuck with him long way to strong way. All right. He's one of the realest niggas I know. And he don't even know how to fucking change a tire.
Wow.
I'm like, what?
I ain't gonna lie. That's
like, that's weak as hell.
That's so like, beta.
Nah, he said, look, I got
beta.
Like, look, realistically speaking, if I get like stranded on the side of the road, I'm definitely calling AAA if I have it. All right. Like,
for a flat tire?
Yeah. Like, I'm.
And you don't got a spare?
Nah. Wait, nah, I have a spare, like, but I just don't, look, I sweat a lot. I just don't feel like getting all sweaty and shit. Like, I don't keep it
fuck?
A G. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Nigga.
But nah. Real shit, nah. Being, like, completely
internet,
honest with
for
you.
My bad. But for your internet company, it's free? Like, for them to pull up?
Yeah. Most definitely. Nigga, that came with the package in my car. What are you talking about? But nah, if it's, like, if I have to fix it myself, realistically, I do need to invest in it, but I would just have power tools. Like, I'm not playing all them fucking games.
Yeah, Jack.
Jack in the car. Yeah. I keep a Jack in the car. Yeah, like, as long as I got that, I just need the power tools. Like, to basically just.
So it's not a tedious task.
Because
especially if the fucking mechanics put back on your tire, nigga, that shit about tight as fuck.
Oh, Christ.
Nigga, they put that shit on tight as
Christ. Boy, you gonna fuck around and strip that.
Yeah. Oh, God. They put that shit on tight as fuck.
These niggas up to some.
I had to get a breaker bar for my shit. Like,
oh,
that shit
Jesus
was not
Christ. Look. Just know. Also, quick game. If you have power tools, make sure you don't put the bolt on as tight. Because if you do, then you will never be able to get it off by yourself let's say your power tool dies on you.
Yeah.
So just make sure you don't put it on too fucking tight. But make sure you put it on tight enough.
The best thing to do, I guess this is a little game segment, but the best thing to do is get a torque wrench.
Yes.
Look at whatever your vehicle manual, and they'll give you a specification of how tight they're supposed to be.
Most definitely.
Because then you can avoid, if you also put it on too tight, you can stretch out the bolt and eventually break it. That's actually
damn. I ain't even know that.
Yeah, that's what happened to my car when my fucking wheel flew off. It was stretched. It was on so tight that it stretched the bolt and broke it as I was riding, because you know shit get hot and shit like that.
Yeah,
that came off and then boom, 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 and that shit flies off. So there's a thing called on any piece in your car,
that's
any
not funny.
Bolt. Yeah, it's not, because her whole car hood was fucked, but. If there's any piece in your car, any bolt in your car, it has a vehicle specification on there. So you want to put them as tight as that shit says, not any tighter or not any looser, or if some fuck shit can happen.
Yeah, hey, if a bitch got, not bitch, if a motherfucker got a flat tire, I can definitely like pump that shit up because I got like, you know, a pump in the car.
Oh, you got that car pump?
Yeah, and I got a charger to where I can actually plug it into
one of those,
port to where you can actually plug a block into it.
That shit is so convenient. I seen two people using
those. Shout out to my mom too. Look, I'm gonna just go ahead and say this too. Also, shout out to the single mothers that know shit about cars and teaching their sons about cars. Cause like real shit, my mom and also Darnell with his bitch ass. You a fuck nigga, and I hope you die one day with your bitch ass. All right, and I don't regret that. He taught me some shit about cars too, so I ain't even gonna lie to you. Shout out for him for that. But yeah, you still a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, man, because if you just now get in the car, if you wasn't a nigga, like...
Oh, yeah, and Uncle Vince, shout out to you, too.
Because a lot of niggas in my high school, when they were seniors, they got cars.
Oh, yeah,
I was actually
definitely.
One of those jealous-ass niggas, like, damn, bro, everybody definitely. Got cars. But it's like, if you wasn't one of the niggas that had a car for a long time, or you was just really into cars this whole time...
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't know shit. Me,
bro,
to this day...
that be in cars be gay. So I just said that shit. I don't know why I said that.
I'm like, nigga, where'd you get that from?
I don't know. Wait, because that fuck nigga was in the cars and he was halfway gay. This nigga like to get his ass ate and shit.
Like, you like to get your ass ate?
No, I don't.
I'm fucking with you.
My ass is hairy as fuck. Yeah, I'd be scared for a motherfucker to put their tongue down there.
I'm not waxing my ass to get my ass ate. That's just feminine. That's more feminine than just getting your ass ate.
I gotta piss.
Like, waxing your ass to get your ass ate, but that's gay.
It's the fact that if you have to bend over or be or be on your back with your legs up and shit in the air, like, bruh, I can't respect you as a
like,
real
that
nigga.
Shit's gay. Like, nigga, that's gay. Like, I'm sorry, bro.
That shit gay as fuck,
yeah,
my boy.
I ain't into kink shaming, but that shit's sweet as fuck.
Oh, yeah, I'm kink shaming. Probably.
Like, y'all niggas is gay. That shit brand new, bro. But we about to get up out of here, actually.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
But
yeah.
I don't want you guys to forget about this conversation about what Kanye is saying. Even though in the deleted episode we just recorded yesterday.
That shit good
as fuck, bro. God. The episode we just recorded yesterday. I did say I hate how so many black people are taking up for Kanye in this situation. Because
But hold this man accountable.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, bro, he showed the executives porn. There's a video out on that. Like, it's very clear what it was.
I'm going to show my boss porn one day and see.
He's talking about going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people.
After he woke up from a nap.
He's talking about, he's talking about, I could say anti-Semitic shit and Adidas still can't drop me.
And they dropped his ass.
Immediately.
And said bye.
It's like, us as black people, we got to hold him accountable. But at the same time, when he says stuff about black families, I agree with him. I agree. Y'all niggas bullshitting. Like,
yeah,
straight up.
To a certain extent, I can definitely understand that. Like, and I would just say this. With the rhetoric that actually gets pushed out for black people and saying, oh, we don't stick together and, oh, black people don't like each other. We don't like doing this. We don't like doing that. How about we change that? I know for shit show fact. I've said this in a previous episode. But how about we move forward with the conversation and actually start spreading a positive connotation
about
black people?
We make our culture nothing but negative shit. Being late. fucking embracing murder and violence and gang culture. But like, yet, all of our shit is negative.
But yet, when somebody speaks out against that shit, you shut them down. You say, y'all not a part of the culture. You don't know what's really going on.
You don't know where you came from, bro.
But yet, we're trying to bring solutions. But y'all are bringing problems. Not everybody, but to the ones that are bringing problems. You are bringing problems, nigga.
Yeah.
You're not helping. Like, you're really bringing an embarrassment to the black race. But at the same time, it's like, at certain times, I am the pot calling the kettle black. Because at the same time, I've done embarrassing shit that has embarrassed my mom or embarrassed the black race and shit like that, quote unquote. But I'm not as public as fucking Kanye.
Yeah, yeah, that's the biggest difference in all this.
So it's like, dude, you have to literally watch what the fuck you say. Even though, granted, I do understand you're on Drink Champs, you're on the juice and shit, and you really fucked up and you just gonna fly out at the mouth. But at the end of the day, you have to, because you have so many people that is influenced by you. You have to watch what the fuck you say.
Yeah.
That's just being transparent.
Especially like sponsors and shit like that, bro. You gotta watch out, bro. We talking about contracts. This different shit. Like this shit that niggas can't relate to. But my point in saying what I was saying is that, though I don't like a lot of shit you're saying, when he talks about black people and what we embrace as a culture, quote unquote, I do think he's completely right. And like you said, he's been saying this for a while now. This is not just
the fucking George Bush doesn't like black people.
Yeah. Like he's been saying this type of stuff.
He had that fucking blank stare, Huey scowl. Michael Myers. Serious. Not Michael Myers. What the fuck was his name?
It was Michael Myers.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, right? Mike Myers?
I think, ran out of storage. Damn. Well, it don't matter. They can catch this on audio. Look, yeah, we ran out of video storage, but y'all can catch the rest on this, all right? Like, the rest on audio, It is what it is. But yeah, but Michael Myers, he was looking at him like, shit. What do I say? But yeah, for the most part, in all honesty, Kanye needs somebody to genuinely check him, and you need to genuinely watch what you say.
And I also don't think he's crazy with everything he say. That's the point I'm trying to make. I don't think what he's saying about us as people is all the way off key either, because this is what we embrace. This is what we call culture.
Yeah, and go on social media. You're going to see the same thing.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not, you're mad at the messenger. You're not mad at the message.
We make it a joke. Like, even stereotypes about black people, we make that shit a joke. Who the fuck is calling me?
It's probably Justin ass. Just pick the shit up before it, like, hang up.
Mm-hmm. I said hello. She's like, who is this? Yeah, I already think you got the wrong number. You don't know my voice, bro. You got the wrong number. The fuck? How you call me twice and be like, who is this?
Nigga, you called me. What? Now, how does that even work?
On a real though, Metro PCS, fuck y'all, because y'all gave me, I don't know if this woman is dead or alive, but y'all gave me her number and everybody from her whole family is calling me. The school.
I'm trying to see if she's still alive.
But her son's school calling me. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Why they got my number?
Listen, I kid you not. All I get, it's like fucking random calls to be like, hey, can I speak to Omar?
That's the same shit. He's like, hey, can I speak to Tamika? I'm like,
who the fuck is that?
Nigga, you heard me say hello. You know damn well this is not a Tamika.
Like, no, I ain't fucking Tamika either. All right. Look, we need to get the fuck on. We need to wrap this shit up. We bullshit, nigga. Yeah. But look, again, we already appreciate all of our supporters. Well, first of all, you wanted to wrap up, or you done? Or you wrapped up?
Yeah, I was done. We ran out of video storage.
All right, let me get that. The other bait. Where's the other bait?
Oh shit! I forgot I still had it. I got graveyard of vapes over here.
You got a problem, nigga. But look, we genuinely, from the bottom of our hearts, all right, feel like Kanye need to shut the fuck up sometimes. Alright, but no, on a serious note, just to wrap it up and end it all. Kanye, when it comes down to your anti-Semitic comments, definitely you need somebody to check you, all right? Because in all honesty, I do get that you are bipolar and you have a chemical imbalance, but there are certain things that you should not say, especially on record.
Yeah.
Granted, I do understand you being on drink champs, you were drunk, but there are certain things you just should not say. Even with me being fucked up, I understand there's certain shit I shouldn't say. So you can't sit here and tell me that it was the alcohol. Nah. But that's basically all I have on my closing notes on that.
Yeah, man. I mean, Kanye needs to shut the fuck up. I mean, I agree with that. I just also believe that though the media is trying to paint him as this crazy person and everybody likes to bring up the bipolar shit, which I think there's some truth to that. I also believe that when he's talking about certain things, especially when it comes to his family, especially when it comes to what black people embrace, I think there's a lot of truth to that, and I see it on a daily basis.
Yeah, so not for real.
I don't think everything he says is completely crazy and shit he shouldn't be saying. It's just those certain things like anti-Semitic shit, especially when you've seen so many niggas get they shit, bruh, Viacom, nigga. Like,
Nick bruh, Cannon, nigga.
We talking about, yeah, like, and though there are poor Jewish people, like, yeah. Let's be real, but the ongoing joke and the stereotype is that they rich as fuck. But in reality, all we see is anytime somebody says some shit about Jewish people, nigga, they getting their shit took, nigga. You gonna have to do these fucking terms and conditions.
And the only reason why, in all honesty, and I hopefully do not get canceled for this.
Yeah.
It's because they do the fucking research. They actually know the fucking paperwork, all right? Like, they actually do the research on the business. Like, they know the ins and outs and the loopholes. That's the only reason why they can genuinely shut everything down if they really wanted to. So, in all honesty, I'll say this. Just as a last closing note, if black people took the same... fucking work ethic and actually applied it to how we view things in this world, or actually taken that type of mentality and work ethic and applied it to our own culture, we would definitely be on top.
Yeah, but I also think there's a lot of things like wrong about that too, because I mean it's all about the history. And though I don't see racism, I understand how racism can impact a generation of black people going forward.
Fendi packs.
So it's like, that's also another reason why I didn't like what Kanye said about comparing black people, black families and all that shit to Jewish people, because it's redundant. But we do got to get out of here, though, because I don't want to keep talking about this.
Yeah, because we about to be like 2 hours in on this motherfucker.
At this point, we're running in circles. Maybe I'll get in more depth about this.
Look, Patreon episode coming out very soon.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about this again for another week or something.
Yeah, we gotta talk. Yeah, we gotta talk about some messy shit.
Yeah. Gotta get off this hip hop shit, man. This shit boring.
But again, we appreciate all of our loving supporters and listeners that really be tuning in.
Shout out to the ATL, man.
Oh God, and shout out to Germany. All right, shout out to Switzerland. All right, shout out to my niggas in Russia.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like shout out to my niggas in Africa. Shout out to my niggas in Uganda. Right, we know the way. What are you talking about? Like we appreciate all of y'all.
Wakanda forever.
We don't do that here.
Imagine getting jumped for trying to say that.
That would be so fucked up.
I'm one of you. Wakanda forever. And they fucking machete your ass.
It'd be Coney ass. That machete ass. Look, we appreciate y'all. Yes, like, from the bottom of our heart. All right. We definitely have bigger and better fucking content coming out for y'all. All right. So if you made it this far, we genuinely appreciate you. All right. Spread the love, spread the message. Send this to your auntie. Send this to your uncle. Send this to your cousins that need the good laugh. Send this to your fucking incel brother that don't get no pussy yet. Like,
I do want to say that we do have an older generation, older than us, actually.
Send this to your nephews. They need to hear this shit.
I hope for y'all listening to this podcast, however long y'all listen to it, you know, each episode is different, but that y'all see that there is some sort of progression when it comes to early 20, mid 20 year olds. Like, we not just all lost. Yeah. So I hope that you understand that by listening to this podcast.
Yeah, most definitely. Because in all honesty, y'all are hearing shit half of the triggered women that I see on social media, or at least on my Facebook, don't hear. I kid you not. Yeah. I kid. So serious.
But more things coming soon. Hopefully a new show coming soon.
Yes, sir. Definitely got somebody coming under the umbrella. All right. So just definitely stay tuned for that.
I keep looking into like the camera. Like, yeah, there's a camera. Like,
it's just a camera stand. But look, again, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all.
Yeah, you said that three times. You already know who I am, man. All my links down below. All his links down below. Let's get the fuck out of here because, goddamn, we've been talking
forever. I am the DILF that gives wood to your MILF.
Yes, he is.
That's it. That's all.
Absolutely it.
That's the show. And we go.